reporting, a news program not to be believed. The latest big show on TV is Survivor, a so-called reality show where the contestants on an island are forced to cooperate for survival and at the same time compete against each other for the ultimate prize, $1 million. The show has proven to be enormously popular for reasons that are both mysterious and troubling. Bud Buck reports.
An inviting scene, a beach, dazzling blue water, seagulls, a lush tropical canopy beckon mere yards away. Yes, this is a place of uncomplicated beauty, until a crowd of preening, self-absorbed strangers shows up, followed by network producers and camera crews. Welcome technology to the unspoiled wilderness. Survivor has landed, and the TV audience loves it, but why? The answer is, we have no idea. But there are plenty of experts ready to offer up an opinion of the twisted psychology of Survivor. Experts like Meredith Bromide, a social psychologist at Pandering College. Dr. Bromide, thanks for coming here and for wearing your bathing suit, as I requested.
Sometimes one must sacrifice a bit of dignity for status, especially when dealing with the media.
Do you need any suntan lotion rubbed on?
No, thank you. I think I...
Well, what do you think the unqualified success of Survivor teaches us?
Survivor fulfills a longing people have to separate themselves from the meaningless drudgery of their daily lives. It is, in a sense, a journey back to the primal self, a return to nature, an affirmation of life, and a rejection of stress. It's a very good therapy, I think.
Good therapy to watch people's hopes be dashed?
To see them suffer, yes. To have them be banished and humiliated. Mm-hmm. It's a reminder to me that at least I am not that pathetic, and that's a real self-esteem boost.
Also here on the beach with me to discuss the weird success of the TV show Survivor is interpersonal relations consultant and business communications trainer Artie Gladley. Mr. Gladley, thank you also for wearing that full body swimsuit we have on there.
Well, you can't be too careful, and I couldn't find my thong.
All right, very good. Well, I'll ask you the same question then. What does the success of Survivor teach us?
I don't know. I just don't know. But I do know the show has no redeeming qualities. It's a menace.
That is an oversimplification and an overreaction.
No. The model is a ritual sacrifice. Survivor is what we do in place of throwing people to the lions or having televised executions. If it's allowed to continue, this program will destroy civilization. Ironic that you have to go to a deserted island to do that, but there you are.
Let's get one more voice in here, shall we? TV critic Sarah Scofflaw joins us. Thank you, Ms. Scofflaw, for also wearing that swimsuit. Look, coconut shells hurt?
No, it's just around a tan line.
That was something,
right? It's a little itchy.
Okay. Well, anyway, the question I'd like to ask you also is, what does Survivor teach us?
That a lot of people take themselves and the media way too seriously.
Speak for yourself! It's a creation of the devil!
This program will save lives.
Oh, crikey, this is just a television show, that's all, and it's really nothing new. It's all been done before.
Well, not on American TV.
Sure it has. Survivor melds the forced camaraderie of friends, the insincerity of a soap opera, the desperation of a game show, the posturing and put-downs of professional wrestling, the disappointing predictability of the news, and the wet bathing suits of Baywatch.
My bathing suit is not wet. I don't do that. Turn around, please.
And so these experts couldn't be more varied in how they view Survivor, the latest ratings phenomenon.
Everybody's going to be in the street. Everybody's crying.
The question remains then, after weeks of tension and drama, stress and high ratings, what does the success of Survivor teach us? I believe it teaches us that Jerry Springer had it right all along. Take a handful of sad people eating bad food, add intense pressure, add a few folding chairs, remove some of their clothes, and you've got a sure formula for rating success. Guaranteed. And that means, aside from one lucky castaway, the most certain survivor of this development will be the so-called reality genre of TV programming, where viewers are the program and the product.
I have a feeling.